The aha moments for me, I do want to mention that they were very much powerful and impactful when they became intrinsic for me. And what I'm about to share registered for me as an aha moment, not only intellectually, but more importantly, it occurred from an intrinsic experience of, I really felt it in my heart and in my soul. And as a result of it, it was anchored very strongly and had, a significant impact on my experience around anxiety. The first one is, I no longer required or equated that the cure was when I no longer experienced anxiety. That was a huge aha moment for me when I took that into my heart and soul, that it was no longer about Patrick is cured and Patrick is better only when anxiety is totally gone. When I came to that place, there are many benefits that came to me as a result of having that kind of intrinsic anchor. And some of those benefits was I became less disappointed when I had a setback or I experienced anxiety. I became less disappointed because I truly no longer required it to be gone. Another benefit I received was I was more open to be compassionate to myself. I didn't judge myself anymore so harshly when I experienced anxiety or when I had a setback. Instead, because I gave it permission to be there and not require it to be gone, I was able to bring more compassion to the experience. So very much stopped judging myself so harshly. That was a huge benefit that I got from that aha experience. There was a flow that occurred and that was allowed when I was experiencing anxiety that made it move through more quickly, that made it me experience it in an observational way and made me allow, it allowed me to not stay stuck. And finally, the last benefit that it gave me was that it changed my inner dialogue. It allowed me an opportunity to have a different inner dialogue around experiencing the anxiety. When I wanted it to be gone, when I equated being cured was for it not to come around anymore, I stayed stuck. I stayed negative. I stayed judgmental. I was very harsh on myself. I was very cruel to myself. I kept looking in 1,000 different places to try to figure out how to make it go away. The food I ate, the supplements I took, all of it driven toward I need it to go away. All of it driven toward I'm cured when I no longer experience this. That was a very hard place for me to move forward because I was always going to be disappointed because anxiety is part of life. And therefore, that was a huge aha moment for me. The second is that there is no substitute for practice. My responses were ingrained deeply in how I experienced anxiety. My reactions were ingrained deeply. My negativity related to how I experienced my anxiety was ingrained very deeply. I know with all my heart that I was not born with these deficits. I mean, I truly don't believe that this negativity, this harshness, this self-hate, these very destructive responses that I had toward experiencing discomfort, anxiety, or thoughts were something that I was born with, that you know, God said, zap, here's a bunch of bad stuff for you, Patrick, in respect to what your life is going to be like around anxiety. I know today that if I take an honest look at myself in respect to, and I don't judge this, I'm not harsh on myself, I have a lot of compassion around it. But the truth of the matter is I created the monster. I played a big role in creating the monster. And what were my benefits to coming to the understanding that there is no substitution for practice? The first is that I learned that practice had to be accompanied with compassion and patience. That while practicing, the benefit of compassion and patience allows for me to experience my practicing however I needed to experience it, whether it be a good outing or a bad outing. That the thought of and the benefit of taking the step, taking action, and practicing allowed me an opportunity to bring in with it compassion and patience. It gave me the opportunity to build a different response. I can't have a different reaction and a different response that's been ingrained so much. I come to know this so clearly that I can't undo those things. I can't relearn. I can't establish different responses unless I'm practicing. And practicing for the sake of practicing wasn't enough for me. What I had to be able to do is be very clear and conscious that not only do I have to go out and practice, but I have to make sure that I am implementing the tools so that at some point, and no matter what that may be, that I will in fact create a different response, a more positive response, a more positive experience, a more positive reaction to how I experience my anxiety. So I come to know that as a huge benefit. The second is that I got the opportunity to build a position of strength through my practice. I became stronger in my feeling around, hey, I do have everything within me to be powerful in how I experience anxiety. I don't have to cower to it. I don't have to be a victim to it anymore. But I don't get there unless I practice. And the more I practice, the stronger I feel, the more empowered I feel. When I have that flash of anxiety or I have that intensity of anxiety, I have an opportunity and a moment to feel strong because I've been practicing and I've experienced it differently. I'm learning things. I'm becoming more secure in who I am. And all of these things are adding up to allow me to have a position of strength. If I'm not practicing, I don't have the opportunity for that to ever occur. And if I judge my practicing around failing because I'm experiencing things the same, or I'm not as far along as I want to be, or I want to judge everything about that experience, then I'm selling myself short of the opportunity of gaining strength. That's where my compassion came in. That's where my patience came in. That's where I had to learn how to say things like, Patrick, one step out the doorway is a win, is a celebration, is something you need to take into your heart. You need to concentrate on those things. You need to show yourself great love and great compassion. Because what you're doing is very courageous. What you're doing is very hard. A normal person who doesn't have an oversensitized nervous system would have no idea of the big win that you just incurred. And I used words like that. This is a huge celebration, Patrick. This is a big win. I'm so proud of you. You're an unbelievably courageous man. Know that getting to the other side of anxiety is going to happen for you. It is possible, Patrick. I know it's possible because I talk with people that are doing it, and I myself see that progress. So it was important for me. And if I don't practice, I don't get that benefit. It doesn't come to me. It's not possible for it to come to me. The other benefit that it brought to me is a ability to transform my anxiety. To get out of the anxiety loop. That was one of the most destructive things to me, was I got into the anxiety loop very quickly, and it happened so often. And it was as those of us who have experienced it, feels like there's no way out. That's what it felt like for me. There is no way out. I'm so absorbed by it. I'm so overwhelmed by it. That there possibly can't be any way out. And I can't even tell you the last time I've experienced being in the anxiety loop. It's gone in my life, and I know that it's never coming back. For that, I am so extremely grateful. But that's what practice brings to me. You know, Barry would say all the time, Michelle would say all the time, you don't get to the other side of this unless you practice. You don't really see the benefits unless you practice. And you must have, I'll say it again, I must have such compassion and patience while I'm practicing and while I'm getting to the other side of it. The third aha moment that I had was, which is something that I'm truly very grateful for, is that, and this was very big for me, that I am lovable. That I am not anxiety. I no longer geared my life and my experiences and my measurements and my emotions and my discomfort and my struggles and the road, this uniqueness that I thought there was about me, this uniqueness that I thought was something that I could never overcome. There's nothing unique. The aha moment for me was there's nothing unique about what you're experiencing, Patrick. And know that you are a wonderful person and that you have so much to bring. And that you have everything, I've said it a few times, but that you have everything, we all have everything in our own self to overcome and get to the other side of anxiety. That we have everything within ourselves, within our heart, to truly, unconditionally love ourselves. And to do it in a way that doesn't allow us to be perfect, to do it in a way that doesn't require that we never experience anxiety again, that it's just an experience. It's not who we are. It doesn't define us. It doesn't have to consume us. It doesn't have to measure everything up against everything we ever feel, experience, or do. That was where anxiety brought me. Was this anxiety? Why am I anxious? It must be because I'm anxious. It must be because I did this. It must be because I did that. My distortions and perceptions of everything were so out of line and so unfair to myself. Now, at the time, no one could have convinced me any different. No one. You just don't understand what I'm up against. You just don't understand what I'm experiencing. You will never get where I'm at. And if you were where I'm at, you would know that there's no way out. That's a lie. It's a lie. So the benefits are, to me, are things that I need to pay attention to. And I have to celebrate them, and I have to bring them into my heart, and I have to know that I deserve to feel what I feel in respect to my joy, in respect to my happiness, in respect to that Patrick Tuohy is a very special man who has great value and who has wonderful things to bring to others. With all his warts and pimples, with all his struggles, that I'm worthy. I know that today. There isn't an anxiety attack, an anxiety episode, an anxiety experience that any longer is ever going to change that for me. Ever. Ever. And I'm okay if that happens. If I have a major anxiety attack tonight, that doesn't bother me one bit. The thought or the prospect of it. All it really means is another experience with it and another opportunity. And so that's an unbelievable transformation for me. So it's just what came to mind to me, Barry. And I appreciate the opportunity to share that. And we are all so very courageous, and we are all so very special, and there isn't anyone on this call, and I know that you experience it, I know that you've shared it, many of you have, that our lives can be wonderful, and they have every reason to be, and you all have, all of us have it within ourselves. Get to the other side.